Blog Talk Radio.
For life. I love that song. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a Sunday edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the king of king himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only.
Hey, yo. It's not the bad guy, but it is Sean Black. In the building once again.
Hey,
and who else is with us?
On the other phone line, I have the lovely.
Hey guys, it's Anitra. How are you?
I'm okay. You sound very chipper and happy today.
Oh, I am.
Oh, because she's drinking something right now, some special juice.
Oh boy!
No, I'm not. I am so not. No, well, not yet. But no.
Not yet. There's the operative word. Is not yet. I should say words.
All right, well, see you. The number to call us to piss us off or to for any thoughts or questions is 347-989-8402. The number once again is 347-989-8402. Sean Black, Anitra B. What time is it?
It's time to piss people off.
Duh.
Yes, indeed. Of course. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday and we are back on the air. For next weekend, I don't know if we're doing the show Sunday or Monday, but we figure it out. So,
yeah.
Anitra B., this past Tuesday, the Democrat debate happened. And you're the only person that watched it because, you know, Sean and I have other things better to do and better to watch.
I had to watch a lot of clips afterwards when everything was over with. So,
yeah.
Okay.
So what happened, Nishubi? What do you think happened?
I was impressed. I was a little afraid because, you know, I didn't get to see the Republican debate, but I did see, you know, the clips and, you know, I checked out on CNN's website and I went on and I wasn't impressed with that one at all, but the Democratic debate was actually a debate. It was an old-fashioned, you know, ask the questions, answer the questions, debate. I was impressed.
Yes, you actually got answers. There was no infighting. There was some finger pointing here and there, but for the most part, you actually got a debate. Like you said,
exactly.
A debate.
Yeah. Yep, when they attempted to bring up the emails for Clinton, Sanders pretty much knocked it out. Said,
yes.
I don't want to talk about that. We don't want to hear about this. This is a debate. No,
I'm sick and tired of hearing about the damn emails.
Exactly. It was perfect. It was good. I was very impressed. I had a lot of my own questions answered. So I was I was happy with it.
All right, so all right, guys. Starting with Anitra B. Who do you think won that debate?
To me, it was a toss-up between Clinton and Sanders.
Well, without question.
I personally think she won the debate. My personal opinion, but from what the poll CNN took, it's a toss-up between the two.
Yeah. There were three other people that were in the debate, which people don't realize. It was Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. You had Senator Jim Webb from Virginia, and you had from Rhode Island Senator Lincoln Chafee. And the way that everybody went about it, it seems like the latter two of those candidates actually sounded like Republicans almost. They came across very stale, very antiseptic. They didn't sound like they had any other solutions to any of the problems that were brought up as far as the good, fair questions that were asked. So I don't think that they did they could have done a better job representing themselves, because this is a race here. This is the first debate for the Democrats. You have to actually show up and make a dent in something, you know?
This was the Clinton and Sanders show.
Yes.
It was apparent.
Okay, yes. So Sean, who you thought won the debate?
I think Hillary Clinton did enough of a job to get the people back on her side, the ones that were falling away from her because of the quote-unquote email stuff and the Benghazi questions that they keep asking her about and her position on war and everything else. She's done 28 debates from the 2008 campaign when she was running for president. So she is not like she doesn't have experience in these kinds of debates. So right now, looking at it from this sense, Clinton did a great job, and Bernie Sanders did enough of a job to get his brand back in the public eye. The people looking at him as a socialist and all of these things about people, well, we don't like socialist this and socialist that. I mean, people don't realize the ideal behind a socialist is that the government is supposedly handing out things or helping people out. Three programs that are actually socialist programs, Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. So for those that don't want a socialist in there, we've been supporting Social Security and all of these other things since the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Come on now.
Because people don't really know what the word means. They just, like I've said before a million times, people choose to believe propaganda than actually take the effort and time to look it up and learn for themselves what things really are.
Exactly. And that's part of the problem with what's been going on. The difference in tone with the Republicans and the Democrats is that the Republicans sniped at each other, whereas the Democrats in this particular debate, they actually went after topics and brought certain solutions, or at least attempted to say what they could use and what they could do, and it was actually mind-opening. You didn't have all of the sniping that was going on with the Republican debates.
Well, maybe I'm not making excuses 100% for the Republican Party, but at the same time, how many people was at the Democratic Party debate? Four people?
Yeah, five or six,
compared to the Republican side, like 20 people.
It's so Hollywood Squares on the other side. The Republican Party turned into Hollywood Squares. They got everybody to pick a square. As opposed to this, at least you have, I would rather, quality than quantity, because we all know that it seemingly the Republican Party has been going for the normal ideals, the conservative, walk the line, that kind of thing. And what ends up happening is it seems to backfire outside of the attention that Trump got and all of the attention that went on with that and the Jeb Bush comments afterwards. It's the same thing. They didn't bring up any solutions. They didn't bring up – they attacked each other for 3 hours.
Well, it's bringing the ratings, right?
And see, that's the problem. See, you want ratings – but you got to have some kind of solutions or some kind of something coming out of it. You have to feel that the people that you may vote for, your constituents that are actually helping out, will actually think there's a reason to actually go into the election and think one of these guys might actually be president of the United States. But that's not the case. Everybody's talking about, you know, each other and how you said this and you're a racist that and everything else and you did this and your brother is this. Who cares? What is your issue? What is your platform? And nobody knows.
Well, that's what I was impressed about the Democratic debate, is because they actually discussed the issues. You know, they talked about things that they want to do and answered questions or things that they're capable of. And stuff
exactly.
Like that. It was a debate.
Bernie Sanders
was supposed to be.
He was actually brought to task on his gun policy because he voted against the Brady Bill a number of times, which a lot of people didn't realize. And the Brady Bill is one of those bills that actually is a forefront for a lot of the information checking of people that are trying to get gun licenses. That's one of those things that were put into law. And apparently he voted against it a number of times. Now, if you're one of those type of people that thinks that gun control is an important part of this race, you have to listen to that. And this was addressed. You didn't hear any of this stuff really get addressed with the Republican debates because they were so busy sniping at each other.
Well, everybody's upset the Republican Party are upset because they have a Democrat that ran the White House for 8 years.
Yeah. And that's the problem.
They blame each other instead of focusing on the problems.
Exactly.
If you don't want a Democrat running the House, you figure some people will work together. at it. But no. It's every man, woman, dog, child, cat for themselves.
Yeah.
Or they blame each other for it.
And the problem the perception has always been that the Republicans, they have this party line, a hive mind of you have to think the same, you have to be the same, you have to do exactly the same as everybody else. And as we've seen, we're seeing record amounts of Republicans that are either not voting Republicans or they don't trust the party anymore, or the party line is actually getting to the point where it just sounds antiquated. It's like that old boys network that we've talked about in the past, the code words for the racist attitudes and bring back my country. And the Republican Party has been split. That's the reason why you have the Tea Party now. They're the old school conservative Republicans. They want less government. They want less this. But you can't take away their Social Security. You can't take away their Medicaid. But if you want less government, the government is what's helping people out with these kinds of services that have been around for the longest time.
But I agree with you, Sean, but I disagree because they're all full of crap, the bottom line. No matter what party you're in the end, they really look out for themselves and for other rich people as well. The middle class will always suffer.
There's a middle class. They're almost walking unemployed. I mean, most of the middle class is like they're like two missed paychecks away from being homeless now. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right. Okay. They're looking out for the homeless and for the rich. The poor people are the ones that are suffering as always, and they will continue to suffer. I mean, yes, they're working on affordable housing for us in New York, but we all know that's BS. When you look at East New York, they're building houses out of cheap material, so that really the government
cheap material. They're pods. Did you take a look at them? Do you know what a pod is, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, they're pods. I drove by them. They're multi-level pods.
So are they really looking out for us in the end? I doubt that. But we always fall for these story types over and over because they tell people what we want to hear. Yes, more jobs, better housing, more Social Security. Yes, but that's the stuff we always want to hear, better education. But in the end, do we really get that, or there's always a roadblock?
And the reason why that is, and we've seen this before, and I've brought this up in the past, President Obama is the most filibustered president in the history of our country. And a lot of laws that he's wanted to pass to go through Congress end up on the table and then get shot down. They find some sort of a problem, there's something wrong with it, and doesn't seem to get anything done. So it makes Obama look like he has no power, no negotiating power within his own party. He looks weak, obviously, to the Republicans that don't want this black man running around and doing things at present, because we know that there's a lot of racism involved with a lot of politicians in Washington. And then you also have things that you just stated, Hot Rod. Nothing happens at the state level when things need to be done, like FEMA. How many times have you heard? We just heard not that long ago, FEMA overpaid some people during the Hurricane Superstorm Sandy incidents, and people still didn't get anything done. Now they're going after the people to want them to refund the money that they got overcharged to get. I mean, this is ridiculous.
But once that money is gone, once you give me $100, that $100 is gone. I can't pay you back. So we're both in a jam right now, right?
Exactly. And even more so, the money that they're getting, they're not even getting it toward what's supposed to be done. There are people that are still that live in the Rockaway Beach area that still haven't gotten any aid. There are people that are spending money out of their own pocket to help repair things that happened because of the storm. And they're not getting any relief. And FEMA is now saying, well, we overcharged for you, so you're going to have to give us back that money. That didn't even go into what they were supposed to be going into. It's totally ridiculous. And these are the things that have to get addressed by Congress or whatever, but they hate each other, so nothing gets done.
And because I'm sure there are a few good politics out there who want to do the right thing for their people, but that once again, like you said, Republicans and the Democrats cannot get along, and there's always a roadblock because everybody wants to be a hero, but no one wants to do anything about it.
Yeah. The people want the credit, but they don't want to do the work.
because it's the typical. People bitch and complain and yap and yap and yap and yap. But when it comes down to actually doing something, putting a foot forward, all of a sudden I can't.
Exactly.
Like people complain about our congressmen and the people in the Senate. So vote.
And that's the problem.
Use your right. People don't vote. People will yap. Oh, there's discrimination here. Oh, this one doesn't do this, and this one isn't doing this. And oh, my God. Oh, my God. Shut up and do something. Vote.
Part of
this. We have elections for a reason.
Anitra,
put the right person in office.
Part of this I blame on the media because a lot of the media, they don't do a better job of informing the people of what the constituents are running for. What are these politicians running for? Those kinds of things.
Yes, I know, but it's mind-numbing sometimes. Like I hear people bitch and complain about our government and this and that. You don't hear me bitching. Why? Because I vote. My vote might not count because so many people are not putting their foot forward, but I try and make a difference. I vote.
Yeah.
I vote for my senator. I vote for my congressman. Like, I go out there and at least I do something about it.
Yes. I have, since I became of legal age to vote, I have not missed a primary or an election.
No.
And I make sure that that's the case. A lot of people don't.
Sean Black, you're like 60 years old. You've been voting for a very long time. Who cares? I'm sorry. Congratulations that you did not miss every single vote. But you've been around this earth for a while, so be happy with that.
But you know. Yeah, go ahead.
No, if the elections happen right now, I'm like, who you will vote for right now? It might not be the same person then, but if you have to vote right now, who it will be? You have to choose one.
You know, given what we've just seen in this last debate, I would probably put that edge probably toward Hillary right now. I would like to hear a little more from Bernie Sanders about some of the other things that he's doing, but just right now, based on that, I would vote for Hillary. And you want to know something? If that's the case, nobody should poo-poo the other person. You know how some people, they'll vote for one person and then they just tear down the other person going against them? The Democratic Party has a couple of really good, interesting candidates. And unlike what we've seen with the Republicans, where they're just sniping away at each other like this is, you know, they're getting voted off the island, a survivor, this isn't the case with the Democratic Party.
Okay, Anitra B.
Well, I'm personally torn between Sanders and Clinton, but I'm leaning towards Clinton. And no, it has nothing to do with her being a woman.
Oh, you know that was my next question.
You know you have to put that disclaimer out there.
Let me stop you. No, it has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that she's a woman. I am not interested in that at all. Like, when I voted for Obama, my vote had nothing to do with the fact that he was black.
Hmm.
I voted because I honestly thought he was the right man for the job.
Yeah, and that would be a really stupid thing to do, to vote for somebody just because of a particular race or because of a particular gender or a particular religion. Just vote for the person based on their character or what they're going to do for you as far as your government needs go.
Yeah, the ability to do the damn job.
Exactly.
And I personally feel that Clinton can do the job. She's a warrior for the people. She always has been. I like the message she puts out there.
Okay.
You know, I'm still kind of torn between the two candidates, but I'm leaning towards Clinton.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting next couple of months before we get into election season.
Oh, 100%.
Well, basically what you guys are saying is, for me, I would probably vote for Hillary first because she's the right bitch for the job. But besides that.
Yes, hot rod, ready to piss people off at a moment's notice.
Of course.
I'm just saying, she's the right bitch for the job. But other than that, I do like to see a Clinton-Sanders ticket. My God, you know,
that'd
like
be really
one
cool.
That'd be real cool. But they both have good points. But who will have a better chance of winning if that happens? Will it be a Clinton Sanders ticket or a Sanders Clinton ticket?
That's actually a pretty good question. I'll throw that to Anitra first. You go ahead. What do you think?
My God.
How sexist and racist this country is. Who do you think will have a better chance? Will be a male president first or one, a female president?
Oh, definitely a male president, 100%. It would have a better chance. That is, I mean, it's unfortunate,
you know,
but it's true.
I had an argument with Annie up on Friday night. I'm like, I'm not saying I want a man president, but let's go by what the way the country see it. A male ticket is a better ticket than a female ticket. It's sad, but it's true. But Sean Black, take it away. What do you think?
I think if we're going back for who's going to benefit most from the other person running on their ticket, I think Bernie Sanders would benefit more with Clinton on his ticket, but I think it would make better sense for Hillary to have Bernie Sanders running on her ticket. And the reason why I say that is Clinton has the cachet. She has the name. She has the experience from her husband. She's been Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense. She's been a senator. She knows what she's doing. And in that sense, that's where I think it would happen. And if the ideas that Bernie Sanders has come to fruition, if he's able to get that taken care of, and they're on the same ticket, it can only bolster whoever they run against on the Republican ticket. So the GOP is going to be looking at whoever it is if that's the case. But my personal opinion, what I think is going to happen, is if Hillary wins, Hillary's going to have somebody completely different on her ticket. I don't think she's going to pick Sanders or any of the other candidates that are running against her to be on her ticket.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, mark this down, ladies and gentlemen, on October 18th, all three members of the Absolute Truth agreed on something.
Again.
I know.
It probably will never happen again. But
yes.
Mark this down. Okay,
yes.
Let's go on to our next topic. Good topic, guys. On this show, we always talk about social media and the impact it has on our daily lives. Good God forbid we don't have social media.
Yes.
And which is sometimes it makes people do stupid things, stupid decisions from time to time, and sometimes very dangerous ones. Sean Black brought this story to our attention, so I will throw this story to him because he was very outraged by this one woman named Whitney Beall on what she did and almost cost her life. Sean Black,
yes.
Take it away.
Well, for anybody that has probably heard the story already, if they haven't, I'll bring it up again. Whitney, you just said Whitney Beall, age 23, Florida woman, driving around in her car. That's nothing out of the ordinary. What is the fact that not only was she driving drunk, she was documenting it as it happened live on one of these newer social media apps called Periscope, which allows you to live chat or live tweet or do anything live online. And people can comment on your feed as it's happening. And what ended up happening is this idiotic woman decided to get in her car and drink and then turn on the app and just start telling people, you know, I'm drunk. I don't feel good. I'm drunk. And this happened to the dismay of so many people. There were people actually calling 911 as it happened, not trying to figure out where she was driving, where she was going, and texting her saying, look, get off the road. This isn't funny. You need help. You're going to kill somebody. You're going to kill yourself. What ended up happening is the officers that got the call figured out what was going on because a lot of the police officers at the police precinct that she was at, which is in Lakeland, Florida, they did not know what Periscope was. They had to talk to some of the other younger officers who are a little more social media savvy and find out what it was. They find out her car was a 2015 Toyota Corolla four-door with a left front flat tire. And the reason why the flat tire is because she ran into a curb at a traffic stop, and the right front tire burst. So they finally pulled her over to the side. They smelled alcohol on her breath. She failed the breathalyzer test. And she failed the standardized field sobriety test that they usually give. Actually, she refused to take the breathalyzer test. She was then arrested by Officer Mike Kellner. She was charged with a DUI, and then she was later transported to a Polk County jail. Here's what I don't understand. How in the hell did this get to this point where we have people on social media now self-destructing live for everybody to see. What if she would have plowed into a child?
I have an answer for that. It's very easy.
Go ahead.
And I think Anisha might agree with this one.
Mm-hmm.
What is social media, after all? My boss, my former boss, always told me social media is a work of the devil. And, you know, I always laugh at him about that. But the more we talk about this from time to time, I start to think about it and agree this could be the work of the devil. She did this, all this, correct me if I'm wrong, debate me with if you think I'm wrong, for attention. She is lonely.
Oh, yeah.
There's something, we don't know this person. She probably is a rich person, could be a poor person. We don't know this lady at all. But what she did is to be one of the first or to be one of the last to get attention, because we have to study what the hell Periscope is and have to download the app to try it out. But what does social media do? Everybody wants to get attention. Everybody wants to have their 1,000 likes, like we discussed last week's show. So for her to go to bars, show that she's drinking, to go to a car, to, I don't know, it was a plea for help when she said, I'm drunk. I don't know, it was a plea for, like, look at me, guys, I'm lonely, or the case that could be. What she did was stupid, but it was a major reason why she did it. It was a cry for help, attention, help me. Whether it's social-wise, mentally-wise, sexually-wise, I don't know. My bottom line, she was dying for attention and was dying for help. And people look for help in different ways now. People look for comfort and help from social media. Why? I don't know. Why should I go to a stranger for help? Or for my friends on social media. So you're telling me, I'm about to tell Anitra B on Facebook that I have a drinking problem compared to me texting her or texting you, Sean B? Well, let me let the whole world know that I'm getting wasted right now.
Exactly.
I know it because, you know what, Anitra B and I and our other friends, we post pictures on social media that we are bored drinking. There's nothing new. We did it this past Friday. Anitra B and I was drinking. Go figure. What a surprise.
Yeah.
But we post our picture of us chilling with other friends. Nothing major. But do we do it for attention? We do it because it's part of its thing right now. Huh. Wow, I never talked this much before. But, Anitra B, take it away.
No, I happen to agree. It's for attention. It's
Holy
ridiculous.
Crap.
I mean, and you even said I would agree. We discussed this already. It's true. It's for attention. People will do the most ridiculous things to get attention now.
Yeah.
Like, you see, like, the chicks that do the friggin' body shots with that ridiculous duck face. Really, people? It's for...
Duck face?
Yeah, you know when they do that, the men are doing it too now. Where they take the selfies and they purse their lips like a... I call it the
duck okay.
face. They purse the
lips. Yeah.
Men are doing it too.
Oh, bro.
What she's talking about is those stupid challenges that these young kids post on. Like the fire challenge.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
challenge.
I know what you're talking about now.
When you take a glass and you stuck your lips together, look like a cow.
No, but no, when they're just taking plain selfies. And instead of smiling, they do that duck face like it looks cute.
Yeah. But
when they purse their lips.
This begs to an even bigger problem. And I don't even need to go into just how deep the problem of drunk driving is. This reminds me of a story that I read just a couple days ago, just as a reference to how this craziness is. There was a case that just finished up, just not that long ago, that happened in 2011, I should say 2013, of a woman who was driving a car, was texting, was drunk, decided she was getting into an argument with her boyfriend. She texted to her boyfriend, quote, driving drunk, woo, I'll be dead thanks to you. Got into her car, drove off, and killed somebody, 22-year-old. And this person was put in jail and went through the trial and going through manslaughter. She pleaded not guilty and all this other stuff. The problem is social media, texting, whatever it is, everybody feels that their lives are more important than anything else. no matter what they're saying, no matter what they're doing, everything else is completely insignificant. And that leads to all of the dangerous, reckless behavior we've seen in the last few years. People get in the car, they run down a child, somebody is drinking, they get in the car, instead of hitting the gas, they go in the reverse and slam into a building, or they're trying to put the, they thought the car was in park, they hit the gas and it slams into somebody who's walking across the street, all because they can't keep away from drinking before getting into a vehicle, or taking drugs and getting into a vehicle. It's ridiculous. And this has become epidemic, and it won't seem to change anytime soon.
So, Sean Black, so this woman, this Whitney woman, if you saw her right now, what would you tell her or ask her?
I would ask her, first and foremost, what the hell is your problem? And the reason why I'd say that is there are ways to go about doing whatever you're doing away from killing someone else or getting into a vehicle or getting into a car and driving. There are plenty of stats all over the place that we've done in the past few weeks where we've talked about, you know, the stats of drunk driving and teenagers are 70% likely to, you know, those kinds of stats. We don't need to go into that. All you know is you're driving a 3,000-pound vehicle and you're going to get behind the wheel of it impaired, inebriated, drunk, and maybe high. Come on. You're basically driving a missile.
And she's recording it.
It's ridiculous.
I think that's what it is, that she recording everything. But this drunk driving, it happens all the time. Let's be honest. Everywhere around the world.
Unfortunately.
But why you want to recall yourself? That's the question I like to ask her. Why you want to recall yourself knowing you're live streaming, knowing you're going to get to trouble, knowing that someone will criticize you, curse you out, what are you doing behind the wheel?
Exactly. And we know that the social media, they're aimed at teenagers. Although we know there are adults that go on and do these kinds of things, you know social media is aimed at teenagers. And teenagers go to school, they talk about what they just saw on Periscope or Twitter or Facebook. Look, you saw what that girl did? She was drinking. That looked cool. Let me go ahead and do the same thing. Oh, I'm not going to have the same thing that happened to me. I'm just going to drive and I'll be good. I'm just buzzed. I'm not drunk. And then what ends up happening, you end up on the news because you killed an old lady or you ran over a child or you don't come back at all because you drove off a cliff and killed yourself.
Oh, so are you afraid there will be copycats out there? But
I'm pretty sure there will be. I wouldn't be surprised, Hot Rod, and the reason why I say that is because people mimic. This is to show you how idiotic the American people can be. When you see a lot of these commercials that have, like, stunts in them, or let's say there's a crazy commercial where a kid sets himself on fire and then runs down the street, and it says, oh, I'm turbocharged. They have to put a disclaimer on the bottom of the screen. This is a commercial. Dramatization. Professional only. Don't do this at home, you know, because they know that some moron is going to sit down and look at it on TV and say, oh, that looks cool. Let me go and set myself on fire, run down the street. So they absolve themselves of all legal issues by putting that on the screen and doing it because they know people will mimic it.
Yeah, like that show Jackass was on MTV.
Yeah.
Remember the huge disclaimer MTV was putting before and after the show?
They had to because they were going to get sued for all of the nonsense going on.
Remember? They even said they made it very clear, if you send us a tape, we will not view it.
Exactly.
But why does people always do this? We say this all the time. People want to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
People
or infamous.
Infamous. Well, okay, now you have one person driving drunk. What's stopping the next idiot go out there and start shooting people and start recording it? Live streaming of people shooting each other now.
Exactly.
That could be the next step.
And it's going to escalate.
They already do that.
Periscope be the next thing. Hey, man, you know what? Let's be famous. Go on Periscope and start shooting people up. You know what? I'm going to do the show next week live Periscope. So, that's something positive I'm going to do, folks.
And Hot Rod, you know the social media, the sites, they actually try to get ahead of the curve. So they try to change certain things to prevent legal action, like what was happening with Vine, Where Vine, for those that don't know what Vine is, it's a social media app that allows you to put up little 5 to 10 second videos at a time. You put up 10 second clip, little GIFs on there, and then just send them out to people. People can comment on it. But what eventually started with, I think, the first like year that Vine was out, people were making 15, 20 second porno videos. So that's all Vine was. So they changed up the. They said if you upload anything pornographic with nudity in it, we're gonna ban your account. So that changed. These are the kinds of things that these websites and these social media apps have to do to get ahead of the idiocy that goes on with people trying to make themselves superstars. Oh, I'm going to be famous. I'm going to get 10 million hits on YouTube. So why don't I go ahead and do this? Why don't I just go ahead and down 15 pills of Alka-Seltzer and see how long I can take before my mouth explodes from foaming? I mean, dumb things like that happen. You know?
Where are you getting these stuff, Sean? Jeez.
I'll tell you, I'm guaranteeing you, I would not be surprised if there's some sort of Statue of Liberty challenge where somebody goes on there in the middle of the street naked with a crown on their head and something in their hand singing Yankee Doodle Dandy in the middle of the street. I don't know. You'd be surprised. You find anything on YouTube nowadays.
True.
Okay, so Anisha B, talk about attention since you love attention. Why are people, especially this generation, obsessed more now with attention than ever before?
So now, and it's mind-boggling. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not one that goes out for all that. I don't like a lot of attention. I never have.
I think Hot Rod is trying to allude to something, maybe?
Oh, he's so full of shit. He's the egomaniac. Okay?
Wow.
But when I see these women dressed a certain type of way and, you know, going out for all this attention, and they're shocked when they get it. Oh, that man grabbed my ass. Well, when you're wearing a skirt up your ass, what do you expect? What kind of attention do you think you're going to get?
Yeah. We're in a society where there's a lack of respect for oneself and for others.
Exactly.
Overly decadent. Everybody has to have instant gratification right now. When can I get this today? When I get it yesterday. I wanted to get it last week. Nobody has any patience, and also people figure that because of what we're seeing with social media, they're going to get this attention because they're going to be the next superstar. They're going to get that TV show. And if you look at everything on television now, between the Kardashians and the Duggars and all of the other reality shows and the Duck Dynasties and all of those things, The Bachelor and Who Wants to Marry a Midget, all of these shows that are on television.
Where are you getting this stuff?
It's instant gratification that people want to mimic. Hey.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. I think it's hilarious, and, like, I'll look at the photos, and I laugh my ass off, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
And what's mind-boggling is when the negative attention comes, which it always does, it's a fact,
mm-hmm.
people are shocked. Oh, my God, I can't believe he or she said that, she said that. But what did you think, dummy?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's okay. You guys sound angry today. Wow.
You know what it is? I think we finally hit a threshold of BS that we've seen on television and in the media. And what happens is now we're going to – it's almost at – well, I wouldn't say even almost at. I think it's past critical mass where we've seen a lot of these instances happen. And it seems to be getting worse and worse. And what makes it even worse is that we're starting to see, everybody says, what about the children? What about the children? The children are going to start to see this, and then they're going to actually come out and say, well, you know, maybe this might actually work. Let me try it. You know? And these are the things that really lead to some of the incidents that we see. And it's sad, but it doesn't seem like it's going to clear up anytime soon.
Okay,
it's not, which is hilarious to me. I get a kick out of it.
No, talk about kick. I got to go kick somebody right now. But besides that, ladies and gentlemen, this October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Of course, we encourage you ladies and guys, too, to get their self-examined. So, Anisha B, go get yourself breast examined. And I'm not talking about in the bathroom. I'm talking about, you know, you have to go see a doctor and get yourself
examined. I personally get examined every year. I go twice a year, and I get
How many men? Well, how many men?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Funny jackass.
Okay, you know that was coming in more ways than one. But besides that, today there was a walk. today there was a walk in Central Park for breast cancer awareness. But like I told Sean Black, I have a problem with charities overall. Like Susan G. Komen, the lead charity for breast cancer. Not just her, that charity and other charities as well. Sean Black, can you tell them why?
Well, the reason why is because it's been looked at that a lot of people that work within the Susan G. Komen Foundation are, there's a little bit of a controversy in that some of the people that work for these charities are actually making money. And a lot of the proceeds to a lot of these charities that happen don't necessarily go to where they're supposed to be. And that's part of the problem. And this is going back some time now. It's not as if it's happened as far as, you know, this has just been brought up. I've looked at it, and it's that some of the charities are not making the money that they should. So I decided, I went on and online just to see and find out what happens with a lot of the money that's involved with a lot of these charities, like Susan B. Komen and some of the other charities that are out there. A lot of them seem to be good charities. It's a tax write-off for most people if they go ahead in that route. But the top 10 charities that are out there in general, and they're the top 20 worst. I only looked at the top 10. In general, $935 million gets paid to the solicitors of these various charities. $348 million actually goes to the charities themselves. And out of all of that money, only $43.9 million is actual direct cash aid to the charity, which is the money that's being used to go to the hospitals for research or going to the medical center to help with cures and that kind of thing. Here's some of the most ridiculous things. Out of the top 10 that I've read that I looked at, 4 or 5 of them are either children's charities or cancer charities. One is for breast cancer relief, which raised $63 million last year. Out of that $63 million, only $44.8 million were actually going to the solicitors, which is a ridiculous amount of money. How about 2.2% goes to actual direct cash aid? Think about that. They've raised $66 million, $64 million. Only 2% actually goes to the charity itself.
Well,
these are the kinds of things that are an issue.
How much percent goes to charity?
2.2%.
What? 20%?
2.2%. That's the shade over 2% of that $63 million go for the Breast Cancer Relief Fund or Breast Cancer Relief Foundation. There are a ton of charities that are out there that claim that they make a lot of money, they do a lot of good. You have to check to make sure where these charities are putting their money at. Now, there are a lot of charities that do good for children, for breast cancer research, for various diseases that are out there. But some of these charities are making so much money, it's ridiculous. The average that's supposed to go to charities is 35% of the donations that come in is what's supposed to go toward fundraising costs, just for the upkeep of the fundraising. But when you're seeing such little percentage of money going back into the charity, it makes you wonder, what's the point of the charity in the first place? Where's all the extra money going? The worst offense, it's ridiculous. These things, this is ridiculous.
So, ladies and gentlemen, right here on The Absolute Truth, you heard it yourself. I'm not saying do not donate to money. Just do a little bit of research about it.
Yes.
People always ask me, Ronnie, why I don't give money to charity? Same reason I don't give money to the homeless. You don't know where that money's going to.
Exactly.
If the homeless man come up to me and ask me for a cheeseburger, I'd be happy to buy him a cheeseburger. But if I go give him, if he tell me that he's hungry, and I give him $5, then he take that $5 and run to the store buy cigarettes and beer. You're not hungry.
Yeah.
I thought being taken advantage of. So, a reason why someone brought this up about Susan, the president that runs a charity for Susan G. Komen, Megan, I understand people have to work, people have to get paid. I'm not against that. Well, for someone that work a charity that making a high six figure,
yes,
close to $1 million, I have a problem with that issue. Well, that's a charity.
Yes.
Not a major company. A charity. So how can someone make it a high six figures if I'm donating my little money to you? I need your Sean B, Brother B, donating money to you, but you're making way good money than the research themselves.
Exactly.
I have a problem with that.
And that's one of the issues that you told me about when we first brought up this topic. It was like, well, this will actually be pretty good, and I'm going to look into it to see just how bad it's gotten. Now, as I prefaced before I went and said any of this, I said this doesn't happen with all charities because there are a lot of charities that are out there that donate a lot of the money that they get, that they bring in, goes right back out into the research that they need, into the fundraising to make sure that it works. So I'm not saying all charities are bad. I never will say that. There are a lot of charities out there. But the offenders that I'm looking at right now, when I'm seeing such a low percentage of money that's becoming direct cash aid, there is the worst offender as far as percentage goes to the Children's Cancer Recovery Foundation. They get $38.5 million a year. They pay $28.9 million to the solicitors, the people that are out there going to get the money. That's 0.7%. That's actual cash aid. Where is the rest of this money going to? And these are the kinds of numbers that makes you like, what the hell is going on? Where is all of the money going to that's supposed to help with the research involved? Now, could you imagine if we were listening to, let's say this was 20 years ago, and we were hearing about a lot of the charities that were helping fund disease research for AIDS. And imagine if we found out that they made $100 million they got in donations and only 0.5% went to the actual charity. You'd be pissed off.
Of course.
Yeah.
So there's something has to change. And a lot of these companies have to be held accountable. And I'm pretty sure we've had at least one or two calls in a week from some charity claiming that they're, well, this is from such and such charity. We would love to make sure that you donated X amount of money and, you know, it would be good to help out the children. And, you know, it's ridiculous. You have to be able to think on a logical level. This money has to funnel down to somebody, someplace, somewhere. And if it's not getting to where it needs to go, somebody has to find out where it's going and why it's not getting to where it needs to be.
And it should be. Anything you'd like to add to that?
No, I happen to agree. That's why personally, whenever you see the homeless man on the street, I don't give them money. Even the funny signs you hear, I want another drink, or those stupid signs they carry now.
Oh.
They think they're funny. You ever see that?
Yeah.
Like the homeless
man
be like, I don't need food, I need a hit, I need a drink, you know, shit like that.
Why lie?
I
need a beer. You know, get me a beer. Get me. I remember I saw somebody in Times Square with a sign sitting in front of the Toys R Us building. It was sitting down with his dog, and he said, "All I need is a smoke." That's all the sign said. He looked disheveled. He had dirt all over him, but he said, "All I want is a smoke."
I don't feel bad for people. I don't. My heart does not go out to those people.
And
when I do donate, I do give to charities, but before I decided to do this, I did do my research, and there are a handful of, you know, smaller charities that I do help when I can. I don't do a whole lot because I don't make six figures, but I do give a little something here and there, and they are, you know, they're just, like I said, I did my research, I went online, I went through the Better Business Bureau, and I went, you know, I did everything I needed to do to make sure they were, you know, funding them correctly.
Mm-hmm.
There are companies that don't give what they say they're going to give to the actual charities.
Yeah.
They give a smaller percentage, which is bothersome.
Yeah. You know, the Red Cross does great work. We know that they are out for people in situations with storms and things like that.
No. Sorry, Sean Black, you were wrong about that, too. Red Cross is another crooked company. Because remember, Red Cross received billions of dollars for Haiti Relief Fund after they had that major earthquake to build homes and everything, and they only built 5 homes.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that. I completely forgot about that.
Out of the billion-dollar Salvation Army, you think they're good? No, they haven't. Not as much as Red Cross, but they have a little thing too. These major charity companies, like you said, not all of them are bad, but these, the major ones, they have a little bit money underneath the table somewhere for their own personal reasons, which is sad, and we get upset, but it is what it is. But my question is, those people that do not live in New York City, don't know about the train system, about these kids that sell the candy and drinks, not for no basketball team. I'm keeping it real. We have teenagers who claim that they're selling for charities or for their basketball team that sell M&Ms and Snickers. And our question is, where did they get that candy from?
Hmm.
It was not from a school.
Yeah.
They steal them.
You know what it's like? Remember when we were all in school and we had the cookie sale or the candy sale where once or twice a year one of those candy companies that are with one of those charities would come to the school and say, well, you can sell $100 worth of candy. That money would go to a particular charity, and if you sold X amount of money worth of candy, you could get this toy or this book or this prize or whatever. So they gave the incentive to sell the candy by saying you can get prizes and toys and all that kind of thing.
Yes, that was the good old days.
Yeah. How many people were wandering around buying so much they just hopped up on sugar all day? And then come in and then, well, when am I going to get my prizes? When am I going to get my video game? Or when am I going to get my toy? When am I going to get my comic books? Or whatever prizes that they were giving for those that were out trying to sell $100 worth of chocolate or whatever they were selling. And it's kind of the same thing with those kids on the train and on the bus. You figure they have to either get it from the school that they're trying to make the money for, or, as you said, some other nefarious reasoning.
Yeah, those candy fell off the truck. They bought it from someone at a cheaper price and sold it for $1 to the rest of the people that have diabetes and everything. But it is what it is.
Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, before I go to the next topic, please, if you want to donate to the Anitra B and the Hot Rod Foundation for drinking, we'd be happy to accept any money you'd like to donate to us. And I guarantee 100% of your donation will go to our drinking fund. I guarantee that. Thank you
so
much.
I thought you were
going
to stop when you said drinking. I was like, it's going to go to our drinking. Then you said something else afterwards. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
At least you're being honest.
Like, yeah. But on to being honest, let me know if this is honest. A New York City woman is getting cursed out by being a, how can I say this, a monster and other names by people, of course, on social media, for suing her 12-year-old nephew over a broken wrist that she suffered when he jumped on her arms to greet her over 4 years ago at a birthday party. Sean Black read this story. He was outraged by this story. So Sean Black, once again, take it away.
Yeah, oh, Anitra probably didn't hear this story fully, but this is what happened.
No, I did it. So I'm oh my God, you
yes. I can hear the shocked tone in your voice. I'll bring you up to speed as quickly as I can. 2011, birthday party, 8-year-old. His aunt, I believe, bought him a bike as a present, and he decided to show how much he hadn't seen the aunt in such a long time. So he jumped in the air, ran after, said, "Oh, I love you, aunt," and jumped in. By the way, the nephew's name is Sean. Go figure. Jumped into the
Sean
aunt's.
White.
I guess so. Well, the boy is white, so maybe that is the case. But what happened is the boy jumped into the woman's arms and hugged her so hard that he broke her wrist. And she ended up suing him for $127,000 in damages. Now, how she explains the situation, she initially explained it that, well, she's a socialite in New York. She goes to these high-powered parties and that kind of stuff. Oh, I couldn't hold my platter and my, you know, those kinds of things. And, oh, it hurts for me to hold my champagne glass. So she came across as a real crass, arrogant person. She went on the Today Show earlier, late last week, and she tried to explain, because she had her nephew with her, that what happened was she wasn't getting paid the coverage she was supposed to get through the insurance. So the only way to do that was, she said she was advised by her lawyers, was to actually go and sue the nephew. Now, from some other things that I read, they said that he had, I believe, lost his mother some years ago, and they came into some money, and maybe that was what the issue was, of her trying to get money out of him. But she explained from her idea that the insurance company made me sue him, put him as a litigant to go ahead and sue to get the money that she needs from there. I don't know what to make of that, but that sounds really, really ridiculous.
So, are you outraged by this? I need to...
Very outraged. Very outraged. Now, here's the funny thing about it. She said her attorney said that if she would sue the insurance company, they offer her $1 for the accident. $1. And that's the reason why she went through with what she had to go through. And, oh, I'm outraged, and this just blew up, and... The nephew defended the aunt on TV. Oh, I love my aunt, and, you know, this is blown out of proportion. She's a great person, blah, 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 blah. And then when the case went to trial, it took 25 minutes to deliberate the whole case and just throw the thing out. So it is what it is. But, I mean, to bring a minor to court over damage that they did by accident or in a show of exuberance towards a family member, and the only way that you can get money out of it is to sue that person? Something's wrong here. I'm sorry. There's just something really, really wrong about that whole setup.
Okay. Are you done? Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done for now.
Are you done better now?
Yes. I will ask you this question, Hot Rod. What do you think is the reason why something like that draws so much outrage from the public when they hear this, even without hearing all of the issues? Do you feel it's because that she's perceived to be suing a child, or it's the fact that she's suing a family member just for money?
Well, before I answer those two things, I want to answer this. People jump to conclusions. Now, you just say this, stated, Sean, we don't know the whole story. We just go by what social media tell us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And from the problem with social media, but our major topic of today is social media will post one thing, and you had 1,000 people criticizing it, not knowing the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Given to the fact, to your question, I don't know the whole story, but I like to say, yes, it's about the money. Is there some type of trust fund going on for this young child? He's 12 years old. He don't know. He can't touch the money yet. So let this aunt try to dig into that money. So she probably listened to her lawyers, insurance people. Hey, dig in. Grab some of that money. Some of that money should be yours. He hurt you. You know, maybe she was brainwashed into it. But before I go on, I have another caller, and you know who he is. Hey, dog, take it away.
Hey there.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, dog.
Hey, what's up, Anitra? What's up, Sean? What's up, Hot Rod? Well, in listening to everything that's being said, that woman, I feel that woman just wanted attention, that's all. I mean, just a miserable woman who just wants to be attended to, and, you know, I mean, come on, really, guys? Suing a little boy over an injury? Are you serious?
Yeah.
And that's a relative. I mean, listen, guys, all I got to say is that made zero sense whatsoever. It was just ridiculous to do something like that. I mean, that's a waste of time. And, of course, Hot Rod, you brought up a topic about social media. All I got to say about people, when it comes to social media, your life is your life. But to go ahead and live your entire life on social media is just out of control. Completely out of control. I mean, we're just letting this thing, like, your entire life for nothing. Do you agree or disagree?
Who, me?
Yeah, I'm talking
Am
about
I
everybody.
Agree?
Yeah.
I agree.
I definitely
social
agree with
media.
That.
Social media. Whoa, are we? That's the second time, ladies and gentlemen, we all agree on something.
Yeah, we all agree on something. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Yeah, because, look.
We all love social media to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Some more than others. Some people make money from social media. Some people look. The point of social media back then was networking. That was back then for college students. Apparently, social media went to a different level right now. And
well, now
one day, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, K-Dog.
Well, now it's not about networking. It's about a bunch of people who have no lives to go ahead and live their entire everyday. I mean, listen, let's face it. Those of us on social media, we all know somebody, we almost know somebody who puts everything they're doing on social media. Like, let's just say Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. They put their entire lives on social media. Either whatever it is they're doing. It's like, okay, I'm going out today. It's already on social media. I'm going to the bathroom to do something. It's on social media. What else? I'm going on
vacation. I'm not in the
it's
house.
It's on social media. I just went to the bathroom. It's on social media.
I just burped. It's on social media.
People didn't.
What? It wasn't my fault. Sorry, guys.
You know,
it was a cranberry juice. What can I say?
But realistically, we all do it. Obviously, there's different levels, but we all do it.
Yeah, everybody.
We all put different aspects of our lives on social media. I mean, granted, there are people who put more out there than others, but we all do it.
Oh my goodness! Some people overdo it. I mean, there's some people out there. Like, let's just say, okay, like, say, for example, you're in a relationship. I mean, yeah, granted, you're in a relationship. Congratulations. We're happy for you. But it doesn't make sense to expose your entire relationship on social media because, you know, with some people out there who are jealous, who are haters, and who will do anything. And, of course, whatever life event, like some people might put up, oh, I just won like $65,000 from the lottery. Does that make any sense? No. I mean, come on. You know, social media, like you said, it was for networking, but now people use it for different levels of things, for off-the-hook things. Let's face it, y'all.
Well,
social media is running people's lives.
It's just by the same time, which is for some people, also, for social media, you can have over 1,000, 2,000 friends and still be a lonely person, and that's like the crazy part about that.
They need to change the name of that list from friends to just associates because I think the majority of people that are on Facebook, they probably have maybe at the most 10 to 15 people that they actually legitimately care about. Everything else seems to be just for, you know, oh, look how many friends I got following me. I'm popular.
It's a popularity contest. Everybody wants to be on top of the world. So for that lady to be periscoping, she wants to be on top of the world. Now she won, but we're talking about her right now. She's in the news right now, and that's what people want. People want us to talk about them for what they did.
Exactly.
This is the thing.
If I kill myself, will people talk about me?
If you put it on Facebook.
Wow. Yeah, well, you find him hanging from his ankle somewhere and is like, well, this was the late Hot Rod and he did it his way. And
some people use social media when they're about to, and I mean, I'm not trying to make a joke out of it, but, you know, I mean, take it as is. Some people will say like this, well, I'm about to jump off a bridge now, or I'm about to slip my wrist now on Facebook and on Twitter or on Instagram. People use social media as a tool to live their entire life, and this is the thing: their entire life, everything matters.
Yeah, just like the story we talked about a few months ago with the mother and the daughter. And she talked about what she likes to molest her child, and the daughter was. People do stupid things like that, whether it's a hoax or not, we won't really know. But at the same time, there are people that like to play the internet by saying dumb things just to get a rise out of somebody.
Oh, dumb, Oh, you want to hear dumb things? Why, say this. You know, social media right now, people don't need to call the police on a criminal these days on social because of social media. You know that, right?
Hmm.
Because you know what? Yeah, some dumb criminals out there, and I mean really dumb, real stupid. They put whatever they're going to do on Facebook or Instagram. Like one guy who was about to shoot up a place wrote on social media, wrote on Facebook. Do you remember that shooting that happened, I think a while back that happened in Bryant Park?
Okay.
I believe.
Yes, that we're trying to rob the jacket or...
It was over a jacket, right? This idiot put what he was about to do on Facebook. He said, about to go to Bryant Park to get this, lit it up. L-I-T, lit it up.
Yeah. Well, and don't forget about the idiot that went on Facebook with the bank. He had just gotten out of jail.
Yeah.
And he and his girlfriend went to try to rob a bank. I believe they robbed the bank. And then they took pictures with the money they stole and put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
They got arrested like a couple hours after the post.
Exactly.
I'm like, but what is wrong with you?
No, but people do stupid things to get attention. So,
yeah.
But are we when we hear topics in general, like the woman suing the nephew, do we jump to conclusions right away?
It was 100%.
People jump to conclusions all the time when they hear even a portion of the story.
Yeah.
They'll instead of wanting to hear what actually happened, they'll jump to conclusions and take it from there.
Yeah.
It's like the phone. It's like that game. Remember when kids that game Telephone?
Yeah.
It's like that.
People hear something, and then they add their own portion, and then they add their own, and by the end of the day, it turns into what it really wasn't even close to.
It is, and it makes no sense. I mean, what that woman did was just completely, like, let's just say, stupid or just to get attention. I mean, if you're going to sue a kid, I mean, really, a relative, you're going to sue a kid? Are you serious?
Yeah. Now, from her explanation, she said that the lawsuit needed to have somebody attached to it because she wasn't getting the proper litigation that she needed. And her quote being that she said she did not enjoy a moment of doing that right there. She didn't want to. She would never have done anything to hurt her family.
Yeah, but Sean Black, I'm sure if that was not her intention, there was other way to pay the bills.
Exactly.
There had to be, you know, she could pay monthly payments. I'm sure she have some type of job to live that type of lifestyle.
And the comment that I told you that she made didn't help her case out either in the court of public opinion. You know,
oh,
I can't hold on to my champagne glass, or you know.
If I were the judge, I would throw the book at her for being so stupid, for wasting. That's a waste of taxpayers' money to do a case like that. I mean, it made zero sense to me. I mean, I don't know what everybody else thinks, but for me, that was just a waste of taxpayers' money.
Well, but what is lawsuits are very easy now these days compared to back then, because everybody's trying to sue somebody for something. You know what?
Of course.
The absolute truth crack up jokes about me. I want to sue the absolute truth. But guess what? You can't sue us because we got no money. There you go.
Exactly.
Good luck with that one.
What are you going to sue?
You might get a drink. You might get a drink from us, but that's about it. So good luck at that.
How about a bag of gummy bears?
Exactly.
That works.
Or better yet, get some Dunkin' Donuts or a sandwich from Subway. Hey, let's call it that.
Wow. I'm not going to go near that one.
But, you know, like you said, these days, I mean, okay, someone stepped on your foot. Oh, my goodness, he ruined my new pair of sneakers, man. I'm going to sue you for this. Are you serious?
We're overly litigious society where everybody goes to sue somebody all the time over something that is not that important.
Exactly. You can't do that.
But once again, guys, if you could get easy money out of it, why not? Even though these lawsuits are stupid, and like this lawsuit really started from the McDonald's lawsuit over that coffee many years ago, when this old lady ordered a cup of coffee, like Sean said, people are idiots. You order a cup of coffee, 95%, it's hot. You hold a cup of coffee and you burn yourself.
Or
and now
worse.
You're suing McDonald's.
You actually watch them as they've made the coffee and poured it in your cup and then drink it the second you get it. You see the steam coming out of the cup.
Exactly.
You see the steam coming out of the pot.
Come on, the coffee is hot, and you mean to tell me you didn't realize that it was hot?
But now to cover people's behind the company, that has to pour on the cup, caution, hot. I mean, are you that stupid?
Makes no sense.
And then, you know, the funniest part about it is the little picture that they put of the cup with steam coming out of it, and then they have, like, fire on a person if they drink it, you know? Like,
but you know what? Dig this, though, guys. Actually, the lady, she suffered from third-degree burn, which is why the temperature is lower now.
But they tell you that. When you boil water or anything that's going to be a hot, it's going to be hot.
But you know what? You can see that the coffee's hot.
But it's like me, if I order a cheeseburger, and by inch it's hot, guess what? It burns.
Exactly.
If I order something with hot sauce on it, it's going to burn me, even though I hate hot sauce. If I bite into it, it's going to burn me, right? So should I sue the tobacco company for giving me hot sauce?
People lack common sense. This is really what it is. And then they get upset because they realize that they're stupid.
Yeah. Now, I can understand if you're going to sue somebody, a perfect example, you go to a fast food restaurant, you bite into a cheeseburger, and it's kind of hot. You burn your tongue. Okay, that's probably something you don't want to sue for. Whereas if you go to a fast food restaurant, you take a bite out of a cheeseburger, and you break your tooth because there's pebbles in the damn sandwich.
Yeah.
That's probably something you can sue over.
During the week on the news, there was that man.
The man with the salad and the rat in the salad?
The rat in
the
salad.
Yeah.
That was great.
And I don't think he was going to sue. He just said, "Well, I just happened to be the unlucky person that got the salad. It was this shriveled up looking rat with a small teeth and then the hands.
Oh my goodness!
Had rigor mortis sitting there in the middle of the salad, and he said, "Oh, I went and got the salad, and they turned around and I looked at it, and it was solid, and it looked and it was, and you can see it.
You can see there was a rat in there. I mean, are you serious?
Yeah,
I thought that was hilarious.
Some people have no common sense whatsoever. I mean. It's just like you're gonna sue somebody. Like, let's just say, okay, you're eating eggs and you know you have shells in there. I mean, hard shells in there. I mean, people sue for anything. I mean,
but he's not suing. That's the thing. He just said that. I'm just the unlucky person that got this. He looked at it from the standpoint of okay, if this was an epidemic, okay, fine.
Right.
It probably something random that happened. You know, who knows what you've eaten over the years that you probably don't know about. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, that Coca-Cola that you drank might have had something in it that wasn't Coca-Cola. But you will never know.
It's not Coca-Cola, let's all be honest. But, hey, you drink out your own
risk. There was a case.
I have to go to the next topic, guys. Guys, I have to go to the next topic.
All right, guys.
Lamar Odom. Do you guys blame the situation on Lamar Odom on the Kardashian family, or do you believe the Kardashian family has something to do on what happened to Lamar Odom?
No, he's a junkie. He's a junkie. Are you really surprised what happened? This is what happens to junkies.
Yeah.
Why, he's going to be different because this dude's got money? No, he's a junkie.
Yeah, this is the rock bottom. This is the rock bottom that you hear about that junkies go through. For anybody that's gone through substance abuse, that goes through these kinds of things. The only way that they're going to get help is if they want to help themselves.
Exactly.
And if something happens, there has to be that tragic incident that turns it on for you because I can't do it, you can't do it, Dr. Phil can't do it. It has to come from within. And I think it takes something like this to snap him out of it.
That's the issue.
It has nothing to do with any of the other stuff.
Yeah, and unfortunately, he just happens to be associated with a famous family. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with them.
It.
It's not their fault that he's a junkie.
My take on it is this. Lamar Odom has a drug problem. I mean, it's a drug problem that's been going on for the longest.
Yes, it's a disease.
I mean,
exactly.
It's a disease, right. A drug addiction is a disease. I mean, that's a disease that, like you said, Sean, it's up to you to beat that disease because there has been many drug addicts out there, many of them, And it took sheer will and sheer power. It took for themselves to realize, hey, I got a problem. I'm going to check into rehab. You know what? They go to rehab, and, you know, it depends on how many trips you got to take to rehab. Because let's just say, okay, for example, someone who's addicted to crack. I mean, if you're a crackhead and you're taking crack and you and it's going and it, you know, it's leading you to a destructive point, it's up to you to see and say, wait a minute, I need help. It's not up to me. It's not up to anybody else to say, hey, we're going to help you. No, you got to help yourself in this. And this is a wake-up call for Lamar Odom because, listen, look, you had a good career. You had a decent career with the NBA. I mean, you won 2 championships. You're even 6th man of the year at some point. So, you know, and of course, I do blame some of the people that he continued to associate himself with. I mean, you see that, you know, they're feeding into the problem.
Mm-hmm. His father was a drug addict, and
yeah.
The family that he married into are, a lot of them are just into that, as we talked about earlier, that whole reality TV show base. But
yeah.
Based on everything that I've seen and read, it seems, first of all, we found out through all of this stuff that Lamar and Chloe are still legally married. They haven't legally divorced yet. And
yeah,
on top of that, it seems, just from the outside, from the periphery, it just seems like she still legitimately has feelings for him. So she showed up. They didn't bring the cameras, all of the other stuff that we would normally see.
Yeah.
And it seems like that because he pulled a complete 180 on Friday. Woke up out of the coma, was texting some of his friends. He was talking, a little more talkative, because from everything that we'd heard, he OD'd on he was on cocaine. They found cocaine tracks in his arm. He also took some herbal Viagra, which is not healthy at all. And they found him in the room with I believe, hookers. And he was throwing up. He was breathing, but he was unconscious. They took him to the hospital, and then he had a heart attack on the way there. They had to induce him, put him in a coma. So it was looking bad. His kidneys were failing. We were hearing all of these things. He might be brain dead. We heard so many different things, conflicting reports. We didn't know what was what. And it was even on Entertainment Tonight.
So, guys, start with Anitra B. Should we feel sorry for Lamar Odom?
No, I don't. I'm about to sound like a bitch right now, but I do not feel bad for people like that. We all make our own decisions in life. You know, like you say all the time, Rod, me and you go have drinks here and there and we go out. But it doesn't affect our day-to-day. You still have a family to support. You still hold a full-time job. Me too. Act like one.
I only feel sorry from the sense that it's a disease that has to be treated as such. And in this country, we don't treat drug addiction as a disease. We tell people, let's incarcerate them, put them in jail, and they'll get off the drugs. And then when they come out of jail, they're still addicted, and it gets worse, and they either do something worse or they end up killing themselves or someone else. So until we can actually do that, then, in this sense, Lamar Odom, he probably still has money left over from his NBA career. He can get the help that he needs. Hopefully he pulls through all of this the way we hopefully should. And then he can get that help and recognize that he has a disease that he's going to live with the rest of his life. Just like alcoholics, they go through a lot of the same kinds of things. Eliminate the triggers and the enablers that are around you and try to get yourself clean. Because if he goes through the same kind of stuff, he's not going to pull through it.
K-Dog?
That's his decision.
Yes.
I could agree with Sean with that one, but also it's because drug addiction is a self-inflicted disease, and that's unfortunate that this happens. I mean, like you said, there's a lot to be done about drug addiction. I mean, it's got to take what you have to do for it. You have to be able to. You have to use your mind. You know, if you're in your right mind, you have to realize, like, hey, I'm destroying myself, because too many people who are drug addicts, you know, I mean, let's face it, we're quick to laugh at them and say, oh, you're a junkie, you're nothing, you know, go ahead and do it. But then after, when it's too late, that's when the results become tragic, oh, we should have done something about it. Oh, this should have been done. No, it takes the person, it's up to you, the addict, to say,
yeah,
hey, I need help. I need to get some help. And you know what? It does. You know, you can get it from anybody. You can get, if you want to get help, you have family and you have friends that are around you,
yeah,
you can do that.
Yeah, exactly. And then we've seen a lot of people that have children that are addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
There was a story that I brought up to Hot Rod earlier in the week about a woman who was arrested for feeding her 3-month-old child heroin on her finger and feeding it to the baby. So the baby had to be detoxed, and it was a painful withdrawal from everything that I read. So there are people that don't have any choice in the matter. So
right. That's
why it has to be looked at as a disease and to be able to help people out to get through that.
Yeah, it's a serious disease. It's a serious disease.
Well, we got 9 minutes left. It's on to the Twitter questions. I love the Twitter questions because these questions crack me up.
Yes.
Don't ask me where this question comes from, but I'm going to give this to Anisha B. Is getting a flu shot overrated?
Yes and no. I feel like, personally, I've never gotten the flu shot. I maintain my body myself. I do what the doctor says. I take my multivitamin. I get physicals. Then I go for checkups. From what I understand, if you are above a certain age, it becomes more necessary for your immune system.
Yeah.
Well, as for me, ladies and gentlemen, I take a Jack shot, a tequila shot, a vodka shot.
Oh, of course.
A fireball shot.
And the flu is the least you have to worry about.
It's cold outside, man. Gotta keep warm.
I would say for a person, before they get the flu shot, to consult with their physician first.
Yes, please.
Get a checkup and, you know, take it from there.
Yeah.
Because I've heard a lot of people who have gotten sick because of the flu shot. A lot of people. Sometimes
it happens, but I don't think it's as widespread as everybody thinks. And I think that's the stigma that happens with a lot of vaccinations. Well, remember, we heard about the vaccinations about giving people autism and some of the other things, and that's been proven wrong. So as Anitra stated, at least go to your doctor to get yourself checked out. And then if that's the case, you need to take a flu shot, you should. I would take one because I take care of my grandmother. So I would take one to make sure she doesn't get sick. Yeah, the last thing I need is to get sick and then pass the flu on to her. So
right.
All right, on to the next question. I like this question is for Sean Black. Donald Trump will host Saturday Night Live soon. Will you watch it?
Oh God.
Oh,
he
man.
Is in the perfect format because he has no problems making fun of himself or having anybody make fun of him. Will I watch it? I probably would. Just to see the reaction of what everybody says about what he's saying about himself. Yeah, I think I probably would. If I forgot it that he was on, and then would I lose any sleep over it? Probably not. But I probably might do it.
You would definitely lose sleep over it, please, because I will bring that to your attention.
You know who's on Saturday Night Live. You got to put it on. They're like, yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
All right. K-Dog, since you're on a panel today, I will throw this last question to you. T.I. tweeted that he tweeted something that he took it down, that, and I quote, "I can't vote for the leader of the free world to be a woman." Of course, he got some backlash from that. "I cannot vote for the leader of the free world to be a woman."
Jackass.
We
knew that was going to get a rise out of Anitra.
Well, you guys want to hear something? And I'm about to lay it down to you in the best, honest way ever. T.I., my dude, you're stupid. I'm going to tell you what. We live in an age now. This is the 21st century, y'all. And, I mean, if we cannot accept the fact that the future president of the United States is going to be a woman, then I suggest this to you. Might as well get your butt the hell out of the U.S. My thing is this.
Wow,
this
that's amazing.
100%.
Wow.
You know, man. So this is how I see it. I would vote for a woman president, and you know what? Hey, you know what? Like they say, behind every man is a good woman. And you know what? No matter how powerful a man may be, he cannot be powerful without a woman behind him. Like the song James Brown says, man, hey, this is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing, absolutely nothing, without a woman or a girl. That's what I got to say.
Okay, wow.
Wow.
Someone, what were you guys saying?
Yes. The professor
okay.
is in.
That's right.
And we got 5 minutes left. Starting with K-Dog, what is your final thought?
My final thoughts is this. As for the Democratic debates, I could say like this. Hillary came out as a contender, and I would support a Clinton-Sanders ticket. And as for the stupid idiot who went and put that stuff on Facebook, I mean on social media, filming herself being drunk, that right there, it is it's out of control. And people, please, do not put your – social media is not your life. So there's no need to be putting your entire life on social media. And as for the woman who wants to sue her son, who sued that 12-year-old, which is stupid, waste of taxpayers' money, and now final thought about Lamar Odom, bruh, you got to help yourself, man. Definitely get yourself some help.
All right, let me start with the ladies now. Thank you so much, Kato. Let me start with the lady.
Hey, you're welcome,
the
guys.
I need to be.
Later, guys.
Later, Kato.
Yes.
See, I said something nice about you, Anisha B, so go right ahead. What's your final thought?
I know, I'm kind of shocked. I'm a little taken back by that. I don't know how to respond to that. You were nice.
And there goes the 3 minutes. Anyway.
No, but honestly, I would really like to see more people use their given right to vote. I mean, it's important. People say it doesn't matter, and why do it? Yes, it does matter. Stop believing what all your little friends are saying. You know, pick up the book, go online, pick up the newspaper, turn on CNN, watch the news, and see what's going on and do something about it.
Wow. Are you done? Are you done?
Yes,
are you
done
now? Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know, I have 2 minutes left, and you know Sean Black will take a minute and a half. So, Sean Black, take it away.
Yes. Well, hold your media responsible. Anything that they have to say, take with a grain of salt until you can actually find out the true facts of what's being reported. Because as we've seen, some things can be wrong, and we don't need anything turning into a witch hunt. So find out the news that you need. Find it out from the right sources. Pick and choose what you think is legitimate and follow through with it. Because the last thing you need is anybody to be hurt to making an assumption that isn't there, period.
That's it.
Short and sweet. I like it.
Yes.
That's 3 weeks in a row, guys. 3 weeks in a row. Sean Black was short and sweet.
Yes.
I'm not counting. ladies and gentlemen, next week, I'm not sure we're doing the show on Sunday or Monday, but one of the topics will be about mental illness because it's a real problem. Do we have, if these mass shootings, Lamar Odom, can these mental illness can be cured? That's something I'd like to talk more about. Unless something else happened, which I'm sure Sean Black and I will be like, we have our topics ready by Tuesday, and by Friday we have to change it all over again. Something happens, as always.
Yeah,
but
I tell them every week.
Down.
I'm sorry?
I'm sure a lot of stuff happens during the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But ladies and gentlemen, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much for tuning in on another edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Block Talk Radio. I'm your host, The Hot Rod, with
the one and only Sean Black, and of course,
Anitra B.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I did not crack up no jokes about Anitra B's sex toys or her videos.
Oh, Lord.
I don't have anything. On that note, thank you guys. Tune in next week for Absolute Truth. Peace out, guys.
Yes, of course. You keep forgetting.
Was all yours.
Yes. Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, baby. One.